Probably cable TV is what it's used for. But you do realize that, you know, if people go fuss at me for saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway. A piece of coax is only what it's designed to be if it's terminated in its characteristic impedance. That means if it's a 50-ohm coax, if you don't terminate it with 50 ohms, it's not 50-ohm coax. You can use, and I haven't ever seen a 50-ohm antenna. So I do know that there's a lower part of the state that have used RG6 and some of the other cable TV type coax. If you can get the connectors for it, it works great. They haven't had it, and like I said, it works real good. So if you want to use it on ham radio, put a connector on it. If you got a connector that'll fit, and try it and see.
That it was free, and might be a good deer camp antenna. I mean coax. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But I got a whole roll of it, and I'm just going to see what happens. I might do a little testing with it and get back with you and let you know how it works. Maybe do a radio check or something. But anyway, Gary, appreciate you dropping by, and you have a nice evening. Tell Miss Joy we said hello, and I'll see you in a day or so. All right, are there any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. Hurt. Please stand. Have I missed anyone for comments or ragged you? Please call KO4NUE. Please stand by for my net report. It. This is KO4NUE. I'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s to all, and everybody have a nice day tomorrow. It's been a true pleasure to be your net controller. This is KO4NUE. I'm clear.